Thank you and good morning. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office will not participate in next week's tsunami warning test due to the impact that Wednesday's killing of Deputy Rick Del Fiorentino had on the department and the community. Not only that, Del Fiorentino's funeral is scheduled for Wednesday. Oregon State Police and Eugene, Oregon Police are investigating a possible link between the murder of retired Professor George Wasson at his Eugene home early Wednesday morning. Not only was Wasson murdered, but his house was set on fire, and Ricardo Cheney, the man shot and killed near Fort Bragg, is considered a person of interest. Flags at the state capitol are flying at half-mast for 72 hours in honor of Del Fiorentino. The California Assembly adjourned Thursday session in memory of the deputy, who was shot and killed by Cheney north of Fort Bragg, before Cheney was shot and killed by a Fort Bragg police lieutenant. Governor Brown ordered the flags to be lowered. There will be a test of the tsunami warning system next Wednesday as part of Tsunami Awareness Week. North Coast residents need little reminder about tsunamis and earthquakes. It was just recently that a 6.9 quake rattled the North Coast. That quake shook for more than 30 seconds but caused no discernible damage. Not that anyone is complaining. Troy Nicolini of the National Weather Service, whose office issues tsunami warnings passed down from Palmer, Alaska after earthquakes, said geology played a role in the lack of damage during the quake.
Basically, it was the two chunks of the crust moving side by side along each other. So they were sliding in the same plane, but no vertical movement to speak of, right? We do have that kind of fault nearby, and that's the one we watch and we're concerned about.
Palmer, Alaska is the home to the National Tsunami Warning Center, and Nicolini said the decision on whether to issue a warning is done from there.
Yeah, the minute that lit off, we have folks 24/7 up in Palmer, Alaska. That's where our National Tsunami Warning Center is, and they monitored it. They looked at its location, its magnitude, and made a judgment call. And based on where the earthquake was, they just made a judgment call that it wasn't worthy of turning everything on.
Tsunami preparedness is always key in our region, and next Wednesday's test is part of that preparation. The city of Arcata announced on Thursday that it has received an $800,000 grant from the State Transportation Commission for a trail connectivity project. The trail will connect downtown with local neighborhoods and Arcata High School and will provide a non-motorized thoroughfare that becomes part of the Humboldt Bay Trail. The bike and footpath will run from Samoa Boulevard to the corner of Foster Avenue and Alliance Road. The total cost to build the 1.1-mile trail is just over $1 million. Conservation groups have filed a lawsuit against Caltrans and the project to widen sections of Highway 197 and 199 in Del Norte County. Friends of Del Norte, along with the Center for Biological Diversity and EPIC, have filed for a preliminary injunction claiming the projects would threaten salmon habitats and undermine public safety. Projects will straighten out sections of the highways to improve safety and allow for the passage of larger trucks through Smith River Canyon. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Law enforcement efforts in combating the large marijuana trespass grows operated on public lands have turned toward applying environmental regulations to the illegal grow sites along with criminal charges. An order from the California Department of Pesticide Regulation has banned the direct-to-consumer sale of the most dangerous rat poisons commonly used by growers and bans their use in any area more than 50 feet from a man-made structure. The poisons used to control rodent populations at grow sites have been documented in at least 25 other species of animals, and the most potent second-generation anticoagulants will still be available to commercial and agricultural pest control businesses. Ferndale police have released information about a high-speed chase through the city, a chase that reached speeds of up to 120 miles per hour. Dave Silverbrand has more.
Ferndale police say the Monday morning chase began when a motorist failed to pull over for a patrol officer. The 1998 black Honda accelerated through Main Street and then eventually to northbound Route 211. Ferndale police say they asked for assistance from Fortuna police, who put a spike strip on southbound 101 between 12th and Kenmar. Police say the pursuit covered 9 miles and ended in Fortuna. Arrested was 36-year-old John Handley of Eureka. He's charged with evading police and being an unlicensed driver. He was booked into Humboldt County Jail. Dave Silverbrand, KINS News.
Thank you, Dave. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.